Yo, what up? It's the best killer on fuck out of here. Yo, yo, yeah, what up? Yo, I want to give a rest in peace to one of the dopest rappers, one of the illest from a rap duo, you know what I'm saying? And it's an unfortunate event for any man to die at the age that he died at. Excuse me. And it's unfortunate. And rest in peace to Prodigy. You know, I think as a people, we gotta watch what we eat. I think that's a part of it. I mean, I think he had sickle cell, but I think it's also the garbage that people feed. Well, that these big companies feed us. I think that's definitely a part of it. And we need to start making shit from scratch and getting it from farms where we know where shit is thing. I think that's a part of why people are dying so young. Because of all these things and the way we eat, the McDonald's and all that garbage stuff, and even the supermarkets, that big chain supermarkets, are now some are not even good. They're all like, I don't know what you call it, but it's all food that you don't know where it came from, how they fed the animals, and none of that shit. So I'm saying this. It's like, if you could find a way to eat by like either hunting for food or something like that, that's where it's at. And I look up to Joe Rogan for that, for leading me that, but I want to become a hunter now. I want to hunt for my food and, you know, and learn how to do all that stuff. So that'd be awesome. And, you know, there's another thing I wanted to talk about. But also, again, rest in peace to Prodigy from Mobb Deep. And condolences go out to his family, everybody who knew him, and the whole rap game. It's unfortunate. And I also want to talk about, like, yo, Vince Staples was on Complex yesterday. This is today in the morning. I'm walking to work. Sounds crazy. Excuse me for that. But, you know, I'm walking to work. All right. But Vince Staples, I fuck with that dude, man. Like, we can talk some real shit. Y'all niggas, I don't know what the fuck y'all be talking about. But Vince Staples, yeah, that nigga say some real shit. Hey, that's the dude. I ain't even hear no music, just his personality. I fucks with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way he comes off. Not trying to portray to be anything that he's not. You know what I'm saying? He's just chilling, being him. Niggas don't like it, oh well. You need that in hip hop, honesty. A lot of fake shit going on. You need people being honest about who the fuck they are. And you don't gotta fucking act like you're rich if you're not. Who gives a fuck? At the end of the day. Alright. But yeah, it's a lot of shit. A lot of shit going on. A lot of motherfucking... a lot of good things in battle rap. I did a review on Ryder, Jack Boy, and Snake Eyes and Dougie. Which is, I like that battle, yo. I mean, it could have been better, don't get me wrong, but I definitely did like that battle. But y'all go check that shit out on URL, though. And what else? There was other stuff I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah. I want to talk about people working. Like, there's people who work just for a paycheck. There's people who work that like what they do. You know what I'm saying? There's people who do shit at work that they know is wrong, but they still continue to do it because they feel as if they're like they could get caught doing something they ain't supposed to do and then get in trouble for it and then act like they ain't do something wrong. I mean, it is what it is, but I'm just saying that because I think like a lot of people don't take responsibility for their own actions. A lot of people tend to just, you know, deflect if they, like if someone pulls their card or something or catches them on something. You know, it's like, when is everybody gonna stop and grow up and start taking responsibility? Because this is only going to get worse. This is only going to get worse. If people don't start taking responsibility for their actions, things will never change. Never. That's why I realized one thing is work hard to get where the fuck you going. Because if you don't, you're gonna end up somewhere you don't fucking wanna be. I say that to say this. Keep going straight forward. Stay focused and let the motherfucking haters hate. This is the Bitch Killer on Fuck Outta Here Podcast. I'm out. Peace.